News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. I'm Dave Lewis. It's 5 o'clock and time for our daily afternoon COVID-19 update. David Adams is the director of Riley County EMS, and he joins us this afternoon. Thank you, David. Appreciate you being on the air with us today.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk with you and your listeners.
Well, we've had a lot to talk about, and you know, and it seems like things are somewhat settling down here, at least within our three-county area. But boy, the state numbers took a big jump today, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. And part of that is because of increased testing. So we expected that a little bit. As we test more people, we're going to get more positives, you know, as well as more negatives. But yes, we're not out of the woods yet by any means.
Yeah, not by any means. The state count exactly went up. Do I get this right? 500 cases. Yesterday's number.
That sounds right.
Yesterday's number is 3,738, and today the numbers from the state 4,238. Ford County jumped up to 675, and that is just too shy of Wyandotte County now that still has the most cases. Seward County is at 500, Johnson County at 464, and Sedgwick County with 372. But of course, you know, we're mostly focused here locally, with Riley County having 46 cases. Pottawatomie County has 13. There have been a few extra there. And Geary County today is at 12. I believe that's up one from yesterday also. So there's lots to discuss here, with the expectation of what Governor Laura Kelly is going to be announcing today. And David, I know you and the EOC crew have been talking quite a bit about different things. Can you kind of bring us up to date on some of the things that you anticipate from the governor's address tonight?
Absolutely. You know, the thing that everybody needs to understand is we don't know. They have not given us much at all information. So we are anticipating it and anxiously waiting, just like everybody else. You know, unfortunately, you know, we're gonna have to work tonight and tomorrow to kind of decipher what she says and try to understand it. So we anticipate she's going to lift the stay-at-home order, but we also anticipate she's going to put some new orders in place. And, you know, we really wish we knew what that was going to be, but they have not shared anything with us. So, you know, we're going to be watching it the TV just like everybody else.
And we will have live coverage of that here on News Radio KMAN. That will be at 6:30 tonight. We do want to remind our listeners we have the Royals playback that begins at 7 o'clock. And at least technically, we don't know exactly for sure what time the governor will be finished. And so we're going to be playing that one by ear as far as whether we'll be joining the Royals in progress after the governor's remarks. So the stay-at-home orders, you know, if those get lifted, what does that mean next for people in our area?
Well, what I can tell you is that we are looking to relax the orders a little bit. You know, it's not going to be wide open. We're not going to open up every business and go back to the old ways of doing things. We're going to do it slowly and methodically, and watching the data and seeing how we're doing. You know, in the EOC, we talk about, if you think about it, a faucet. We're not going to open up the faucet all the way. We're going to do little by little, step by step. And so that's what we're anticipating is going to happen in our region. You know, our EOC communicates multiple times a week with the EOC at Pottawatomie County as well as Geary County. So we're trying to be on the same page, and we're trying to work together because we really are interconnected, you know, the three counties.
Well, there's a lot of speculation. Of course, you know, I know that there are a lot of people that are in the retail business that are ready to open up their doors and really, really feeling like they've got to sooner than later. But the restaurant side of things could be a time a ways away. And what about special events? there may be some opening up for some large gatherings?
Well, you know, we're going to be very careful about the large gatherings because bringing a lot of people together can really cause a widespread of the virus. So, you know, just like the Harlan Country Stampede, I believe today was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we've got to be careful, and it has to be methodical, step by step, a little bit more all the time. So, you know, we haven't made the fair has asked us, what do we think about that? We have not made a recommendation there because that's still a little far out. You know, it is step by step. It is a little bit at a time, and we're going to see how we do. If, you know, we talk about baby steps as well. You got to crawl before you can walk. You got to walk before you can run.
Well, I know that you cannot stress enough the importance of social distancing yet in light of this potential lifting of the stay-at-home order. Cannot stress enough the importance of, you know, washing your hands and utilizing hand sanitizer and wearing masks right now. And we do understand that mask effort of folks that are making some and making them available for pickup continues tomorrow from 11 to 3 at Westview Community Church at 615 Gillespie, and then again Saturday from 9 to 12. And I know that if you, you know, and I went to a hardware store last night, and, you know, I would say probably not even, I wouldn't say it was even close to half of the people that were there were wearing masks. And if you do get into a situation where you're going to a grocery store or you need to stop by one of these places that have that are listed as essentials, that's still an important factor.
It really is, because you know the thing about this virus is you don't know if you're a carrier or not. So people can say, well, I don't feel bad, so I don't have the virus. Well, that's simply not true. So we really encourage people to wear masks. We cannot stress enough social distancing, washing your hands, you know, being cognizant of your surroundings. You know, I meet twice a week with the clinical task force, and they really want us to make sure that we're stressing people that, you know, wearing a mask is a good thing. So it helps kind of slow the spread of that virus, but it also works to remind you to be careful and to be cognizant of your surroundings. So the masks do multiple things. You know, they do more than just kind of give you a little bit of a barrier and provide a barrier for others, but it also kind of reinforces, hey, I've got this mask on because I need to be aware of what's going on and to, you know, to go a little slower, give others a little bit more room, and to be cognizant of the situation that we're in.
Well, David Adams, we thank you for joining us, I'm sure we'll be having more discussions here in a matter of days. Anything else that you would like to share with our listeners and with the community today?
Well, we just ask that everybody keep working together. You know, we're in this together. We'll get through this together. The clinical task force, the recovery task force, the EOC, there's a lot of people who are working hard to do what is best for everyone. But, this is not going to go away in the next week.
Yeah.
So keep doing the right things, follow the directions, wash your hands, and we'll get through it sooner if we get through it together.
David Adams, Riley County EMS Director, working on behalf of the as part of the Emergency Operations Center. Thank you for joining us, and best wishes to everybody down there and their continued work. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll have tomorrow morning our 7 a.m. Update. We'll be with Dr. Sagan Chase, and we'll be getting another medical perspective of COVID-19 tomorrow morning here at News Radio KMAN. Our thanks to David Adams. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN.
Excuse me.